Adi Olmanski mit Was It You auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt auch Adi im schönen Fluxbau, denn dort findet ja die Abschlussveranstaltung der Telekom Music Talent Space Tage statt. Über eine Woche, über 8 Tage ungefähr, haben sich die 3 Bands, die wir jetzt gerade vorgestellt haben, in den letzten Minuten dort weitergebildet. Sie haben sich teachen lassen, sie haben Workshops gemacht zu verschiedenen Schwerpunkten, die sie für ihr eigenes Projekt für wichtig hielten. Und Adi Olmanski war eben auch dabei. Ist jetzt zu mir ins Studio geschafft und tweetet gerade, glaube ich, noch. Hey, Adi, how are you doing?
Hi. Now I can finally understand what you're talking about.
Yes, sorry. It's just a short but sweet introduction. You have to trust me
on that.
So, how inspiring was being part of the Telekom Music Talent Space, and what was your main goal? When did you decide to be part of the whole thing, and why?
Well, actually, it took me a while to decide to be a part of that, because I was a little afraid of that at the beginning, like a bit skeptical about the whole thing. And I must say that it was just far beyond my expectations. Mm-hmm. It was kind of amazing and inspiring to meet like so many amazing and talented people to work with, especially Bertil, the guy that helped me with constructing the light for my live gig, which just, it turned out fucking amazing.
Cool.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, it's German radio. You can say all the F words. Like
amazing.
Every F word that you can think of, you can drop it. It's no problem.
Fuck.
Yeah, okay, it's no problem.
Cool.
But that's an interesting thing that you just mentioned, is that you were working on your light show and you searched for inspiration to do that in another way. And then you did find an inspiration during this week, right?
Yeah, it was just really inspiring. And we came up with the idea of kind of like create a combination of like wild nature on stage with lights.
All
kind
right.
of like to have like the electronic digital vibe alongside kind of like something that would be more natural
analog feel
kind of.
Cool. That's interesting. But how did you get there? Did you have to discuss a lot with the guys who were into the light department, or did that happen naturally? How was that happening
with the guy that helped me with the lights?
It
was so fluent. We just had like a great connection straight away. We even started emailing before we met.
Cool.
So it was just, you know, we knew exactly what we're trying to create, so that was just pretty fast and just you know.
But that was part of the whole thing, right? That people and their coaches, they kind of like emailed beforehand so they could get into the studio or to enter the Leperstraße prepared and then start working
just
from there.
Just to make it as fast as possible and to, you know, just create the best product you can.
So. Cool. So, and I've seen pictures of your new light show, and I really think it looks amazing. It's
a brilliant
thing, and it supports you as an artist as well, because you used to play shows on your own a lot, and then the light, to me, it seems as if there was another person on stage, kind of.
Yeah,
it's another,
totally.
Another entity.
The fact that like I'm all by myself, then, you know, some stages it looks just like too small, you know, just to have one person. So to have all of that like around me, it's just, it feels the stage and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm super happy about it.
Speaking about filling the stage, I've found out today as well that you worked with Andy Penn, who's a guitarist for the German band Mia.
I love him.
And he kind of supported you with the live guitar as well. What's that going to be in the near future? Is there going to be a guitarist on a Adi Olmanski stage in the near future or something like that?
No.
No?
No, because we've decided not to use the guitar in the end. Yeah, he's a guitarist, but he plays like tons of different instruments. So what he's going to do, basically, he's going to just play loads of like synths and controllers and samplers.
Cool.
And it'll be, I think, the first time that I'm playing live with another person on stage. So that's exciting. And that's going to happen tonight as well.
Oh, wow.
And then
you're going to find out if you're going to continue the whole thing tonight. Because if Andy fucks it up tonight, you're going to be like, no, I'm going to do it on my own again. I can't relate on you. What's wrong with you? 3 knobs that you had to press. What is wrong?
No way. No. He's awesome. But he needs to find time for me as well, because Mia is a big part of his life. So we'll see.
Okay. I've read that Peaches was part of the whole thing as well.
How
inspiring was meeting her? Because I think especially for a female artist in 2014, she's a person to talk to, right?
She is, you know, one of like the biggest inspirations for like girls like me.
Yeah.
And it's funny because she was telling me, you don't need anyone on stage with you. Just do it on your own.
Cool.
Do it by yourself. And I was like, yeah, but I just want to try, you know, just to see how it feels. And she was like, no, you need to be there, you know, just to fight for your... you know, yeah. I don't know, just the girl power kind yeah. of vibe. So
yeah, cool.
She's awesome. Yeah. I love her, and her music is
amazing. And I really think that if you're on the go as a female artist nowadays, she's one of the persons to talk
yeah,
to because
totally.
She just knows how to handle the business from a female perspective as well, right?
Yeah.
From a super female perspective.
Super, yeah.
Cool.
We've changed emails, so.
Cool. Yeah. That's good.
I hope it's going to help.
So, I've read that you're going to support Kelis in February.
Yes.
On her Israel tour. That's going to be cool. I think you're looking forward to doing that,
just,
right?
I can't wait for it to happen. Like,
cool.
That's one of the biggest things, you know, that I've ever done, so.
So, what else is going to happen in 2015? Are you working on new material already?
I'm working on a new EP. Mm-hmm. I'm actually about to finish it. And we still need to kind of, like, figure out how to release it and to work on music videos and... Mm-hmm. But it's all in the making, and it's going to be a really different vibe, like musically. So yeah, it's going to be, I think, a lot more mature, deep, and interesting.
Oh yeah,
production-wise.
Speaking of music videos, you just recently won a prize in Israel for the best music video, like today or something, right?
No, I was one of the 10 best videos, but it's not only for Israeli artists. I think I was the only Israeli artist there. So it was like FKA Twigs and
cool.
Arcade Fire and King Krul, an amazing artist.
Cool.
So that was pretty
congratulations
awesome.
On that.
Thank you.
Again. So I hope I'll see you again soon. As soon as you come back to Berlin, you visit us again, and then we'll be able to talk a bit more. Now I had to talk to three bands, so the individual parts weren't as long as they used to be. But as I said, you know where we are right now. As soon as you play your next Berlin show, you visit us again.
Totally.
And for now, I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show and
thank
for
you so
the
much.
EP in 2015.
And
say hi to
Kelis. I will.
And yeah, I'm going to give away some tickets now for tonight's show real quick. That's what I gotta do right now. Wer also heute Abend vorbeikommen möchte im Fluxbau und sich die drei Bands angucken möchte, die jetzt mitgemacht haben beim Telekom Music Talent Space, der kann mich anrufen. Fee, Poolside und Adi Ulmanski spielen im Fluxbau. Die Telefonnummer zum Glück lautet 030 2000 9000, Berlin 2000 9000. Jetzt anrufen und die allerletzten Tickets für die ansonsten ausverkaufte Show sichern. Berlin 2000 9000, Adi Ulmanski, Fee und Poolside auf Flux FM. You don't have to call. You got a ticket already. Bye-bye, Eddie.